Hachette Audio presents Camelot's End, Kennedy versus Carter and the Fight That Broke the Democratic Party. Written by John Ward. Read by John Pruden. If I could, I would write with love. The end of the affair. To Allison, because of you, I can write with love. And to Joanne F. Crichton, 1928-2017. History is made up of living men whose work is handed over defenseless to our understanding and appreciation upon their death. Precisely because of this, they have a claim on our courtesy, a claim that their own concerns should be heard and that they should not be used simply as a means to our ends. Karl Barth. Introduction. I entered Jimmy Carter's personal office on a chilly winter day 2 weeks after the New Year in 2015. The 39th President of the United States stood looking out of a large window onto the bucolic grounds of the Carter Center in Atlanta. His office was dimly lit by cloud-muted sunlight. Carter turned as I walked in and greeted me politely. At age 90, he was sharp as ever. He had just returned from a trip to New York to promote a decades-long effort to eradicate worm-borne disease in Africa. That morning, he told me, he had sent his editor a finished manuscript for his latest book, his 31st. Carter sat during much of our conversation with his right foot up on the coffee table.